Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Classics. I'm Carol Larson, your host today, and today's performance is featuring the Consentus String Quartet, and they are violinists Matt Lane and Elliot Lane. Yes, they are related. They are brothers. We have violist Scott Farley and cellist Travis Carlisle. And let me introduce to you Matt Lane. He's the spokesman for the group for this beginning. He's going to talk about the beginning of the program and the first half of the program, and then we'll talk to him a little bit later about the group and know what they do and where they're from and how it all got started. Matt, this is a wonderfully big program full of all kinds of interesting kinds of music. How did you choose this? Why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, a lot of this music, we enjoy just having fun and playing together as a group. And so some of this music you'll find is diverse and very different. But talking a little bit about the music today, well, Derby is here, and people are ready to have fun at events like today's great steamboat race that's happening. And it's in the midst of trying times, and we share that kind of spirit of celebration with past peoples. Much of the music we are going to perform was composed by people who chose to express themselves through music in the face of obstacles. Dvorak, for example, kept writing after the death of three of his children in infancy, and during his later travels to America, composed the famed Largo from the New World Symphony, with which we'll open our program. We can turn to Louis Armstrong, who used his humor, his trumpet, and his voice to help catapult a cultural sound born of a marginalized part of society into a jazz that would ascend to become one of the most beloved styles of 20th century music. Along with other great jazz people, the pieces, we will play his wonderful world. George Gershwin captured our hearts with songs such as Embraceable You, Someone to Watch Over Me, American in Paris, and more. He lived a mere 39 years, during which his Russian-Jewish parents could only afford music lessons for one of their children. He dropped out of school at 15, but worked diligently until one work, Swanee, launched his overnight celebrity, later aiding him in trying to bring respectability to jazz in the concert hall. And who could possibly be more loved than Gershwin? Other than the Consentus String Quartet, of course. That would be, you guessed it, the Beatles. Their music brought pride to a nation still recovering from the bitter destruction of World War II, and they, like us, drew inspiration from the music that came before them, including classical works and instrumentation. We have a great deal of fun being able to present string quartet arrangements of favorites like Yesterday, Hey Jude, and Hello Goodbye. We also enjoy having fun with compositions by violinist Michael McLean from Los Angeles. He draws much of his inspiration from the minimalist tradition, trying to reconnect audiences with classical music after a surge of popularity in academia studying serialism and atonalism. His works are lighthearted in nature, and he is the composer of a violin concerto called Elements, which was recorded in London by Brian Lewis in the Abbey Studios, where the Beatles recorded many of their other works. We're really happy to be able to perform some of his tangos today, and along with some of his other arrangements. And we are excited to return to 90.5 for today's performance, and we hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Matthew. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome the Consentus String Quartet.
Thank you.
5, our Lunchtime Classics program today featuring the wonderful Consentus String Quartet, violinists Matt Lane and Elliot Lane, violist Scott Farley, and cellist Travis Carlisle. So Matt, you want to come up to the microphone and let's talk to each one of these wonderful performers and just find out what you your musical background is and what you're doing right now. So you said you're a student right now?
I am a student. Currently working on my master's degree, or about to pursue my master's degree at UofL in violin performance. Grew up here in Louisville with my brother and my family. We've been involved in music for a long time through the Louisville Youth Orchestra, through the Youth Performing Arts School, through various other venues, church music. We've been involved in a lot, and it's been an important part of our lives, and this quartet is just one more expression of how we love music.
Well, you play so well together, very, very musically, I should say. Tell us how the quartet actually got started.
Well, Travis and I were both in the Louisville Youth Orchestra growing up and also in school orchestras together in middle school. And in high school, we decided that we wanted to have some chamber music opportunities. And we formed our first string quartet in high school. And since then, it's had different members and different names. And once we reconnected after we both graduated from our undergraduate degrees, we met back up in Louisville. And ever since, we've had the Consentus String Quartet, which has been made up of myself, Travis. Elliot has been a part of it since it started in 2006. And then Scott Farley joined us recently after a few different violists have gone to school. And Scott has been around, and he's actually been a friend of ours since high school, too.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great story. Well, why don't you introduce your brother over there, and Elliot, let us know a little bit about yourself here.
He's taller, but don't let that fool you. Fools me.
Might just get closer to the microphone. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you are taller. Okay, got it. So you are a student now. Where and what are you up to?
I'm a senior at DuPont Manual High School in the Youth Performing Arts School, and I play in the orchestra there and sing in the choir, and I'll be graduating June 5th for the class of 2009. Yay. And I will be attending the University of Kentucky next year as a vocal major. And I'm excited about that, excited about getting there and starting classes and all that college stuff.
Well, it is a lot of fun being a music major, as your brother will tell you, but I'll tell you the same thing. It was a lot of fun. Well, thank you for being here. And let's talk to Scott Farley. So are you've met Matt long ago. Well, actually, that was Travis. You're pretty new then.
Well, I went to high school with Matthew, Performing Arts School, and met him and Travis in the Louisville Youth Orchestra, but took a slightly different route. I'm currently a social worker. And a recent graduate from the nursing program at Bellarmine University.
So a very multifaceted musician, I should say.
I hope so.
And you read alto clef.
I do.
Well, thank you. And Travis. Travis Carlisle, cellist here. And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, well, as you heard, I do know all all these guys for a very long time, and I actually went to Indiana University. I got a degree in business, but I got a minor in music, and I got to take advantage of all their wonderful facilities, and I had a lot of great experience, music experiences, and it's been really great to play chamber music all over. You know, I'm in the JCC Orchestra as well, and I just love to play whenever I can.
And it's very obvious for the people who are in this audience, you can see how much fun they have. And for the listening audience and listening to the radio, they just have a ball together. And such a variety of music from Hey Jude to Yesterday to that wonderful tango. And then, of course, the Largo, the Dvorak was just exquisite. So, Matthew, tell us a little bit about the second part of the program. We'll go right through that. It looks like a wonderful variety of music again.
Yes, we're doing some, again, some diverse pieces. We'll start out with Gershwin, An American in Paris, and move on from there to Louis Armstrong's Wonderful World. After that, we'll play It Had to Be You, followed by Gershwin's Prelude 2, Hello Goodbye from the Beatles again, and Blue Moon, and then finally the Tango Chromatique, which is some a piece that's become one of our favorites.
Well, help me welcome, won't you, the Consensus String Quartet. Thank you.
actually going to skip ahead a little bit. We're going to go right to the Tango Chromatique, and maybe on another program we'll do the Blue Moon and Hello Goodbye. But I'd love to introduce you to some more of Michael McLean's music and the Tango Chromatique.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, the Consentus String Quartet here, violinists Matt Lane and Elliot Lane, violist Scott Farley, and cellist Travis Cardo. Thank you so much for being here. It was just a wonderful program. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. Our audio engineer is Andy High. Lunch is provided by City Cafe. And also visit us at wuol.org for a list of upcoming concerts on Louisville's Fine Arts Station. Good afternoon.